You're with SBS Radio.
The coronavirus cluster at New March House in Sydney's West has claimed a 14th life, while two more staff members have tested positive. Since the beginning of the outbreak on the 11th of April, 63 infections have originated from the nursing home. In an unprecedented move for any aged care facility, all staff members will now be tested daily for COVID-19. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says it's an important step in containing the spread of the virus.
As New South Wales Health Minister, I'm asking all the staff just to be accepting, hopefully, of what is quite an uncomfortable test. But on a daily basis, I believe that most of these people who are going in there would have great love for the residents, and it seems to me that in talking to the infectious diseases specialists, that's a really good step that we could take.
The majority of the facility's staff has been placed in self-isolation, with new workers recruited from other agencies. Mr. Hazzard says only about 25% of the original staff members remain. Federal Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy is urging all Australians to be cautious when entering aged care facilities. Professor Murphy says many residents have pre-existing conditions and are already in poor health, making them vulnerable to the disease.
The clear message has been how difficult it is to control it when it's in there, and that we must do everything we can to keep it out. And probably the most important message that we keep saying is that nobody, no staff member, no contractor, no visitor should enter an aged care facility unless they are 100% well.
There are fears for those still living in Newmarch House as the virus continues to spread within the facility. Provider Anglicare Sydney says it is in talks with residents and their families as it considers moving healthy people to alternative accommodation. Liz Lane, the daughter of one resident, has raised concerns about the infection control measures in place.
It's not good enough. I mean, mum's a sitting duck. It is that simple. It's a game of Russian roulette. Sooner or later, all the negative patients, their number's going to come up.
New South Wales Health is investigating suspected infection control breaches within the facility that may have contributed to the outbreak. Anglicare Sydney has now brought in infection control specialists to monitor and supervise all infection control protocols. Chief Executive Grant Millard admits the use of personal protective equipment is foreign to many people and that it is fairly obvious that there have been failings at the nursing home. The New South Wales opposition is calling on the Berejiklian government to take urgent action on the situation at Newmarch House. Opposition leader Jodie McKay is urging Mr. Hazzard to declare the situation a public health issue under the Public Health Act.
The residents are calling out for it, the families are calling out for it, and we have a second wave of infections within Newmarch House. It is imperative that he steps in, and I would urge him today to show leadership and treat this as a public health issue, not simply an issue for Anglicare or for aged care.
Ms. McKay is pushing for healthy residents to be segregated from those who are infected at the facility. She also believes residents should have the option to receive treatment in the public health system if they wish. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant says Anglicare has reserved one part of the nursing home as a clean wing for those who have not contracted the virus. Her federal counterpart, Professor Murphy, insists health services can be adequately provided at Newmarch House.
Wherever they're looked after, you should be able to manage infection control and properly. The main reason, my understanding, is that most residents have stayed there is that's where they want to be. And clearly, if somebody can benefit from hospital treatment, as happened in Dorothy Henderson and has happened with some Newmarch residents, they are taken to hospital. But in the main, if people have expressed a strong view that they want to stay where they are, that's where they should be looked after.
And you can keep up to date on the latest on coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.